Chapel of the Magdalene. Around the year 1300, three chapels were built against the north wall of the nave in the lower basilica. In so doing, the friars sought to respond to the growing demands for space from noble families, wealthy prelates, and city confraternities. The third chapel, adjoining the transept, was purchased by the Bishop of Assisi, Teobaldo Pontano, from a noble family of Todi, investing the considerable sum of 600 gold florins to have it decorated. The family crest, a bridge with three arches, is repeated several times on the walls, while the patron is depicted in a twofold capacity, as a humble friar kneeling before Mary Magdalene, and in bishop's garb standing before Saint Rufinus, patron saint of Assisi. Seven panels on the walls recount the first biography and images of the Magdalene, after her relics were found in Aix-en-Provence in France between 1279 and 1280. The subjects are inspired by the 13th-century tale of Jacopo da Varazze on the lives of saints, the golden legend. Supper in the House of the Pharisee, the Resurrection of Lazarus, the Magdalene meets the resurrected Christ. The Magdalene arrives in Marseille after being abandoned on high seas and one of the miracles she worked. The saint converses with angels. Zosimus the monk gives clothes to the Magdalene during her hermitage. The saint receiving Holy Communion. Depictions of the protagonists of the narration, Mary Magdalene, Christ, Lazarus, and Martha, are inserted in round medallions in the vault. This solution is analogous to what Giotto adopted in the vault of the Scrovegni Chapel in Padua. This extraordinary decoration, in which critics unanimously recognized the hand of Giotto, was undoubtedly executed following his sojourn in Padua. Here we can indeed grasp the progressive recovery of classical naturalism that is the distinctive trait of his mature activity. Details of the highest level lend proof, such as the mountainous landscape in the scene where the Magdalene converses with the angels. In this passage, the light that sculpts the rock comes realistically from the left, that is to say, directly from the large window that illuminates the chapel. In undermining the early Christian tradition that prescribed scenes should be arranged to be read from top to bottom, Giotto proposes this episode out of sequence, as he would have had to place it on the lower wall, instead placing it above in order to accentuate the saint's realistic flight towards heaven.